Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of dopamine decluttering. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells? Like one wrong word could send you into an eruption? Yeah, I get it. Anger. It's a powerful emotion, like a beast trying to break free from its cage. But guess what? We don't have to let it control us. Today we're tackling anger and aggression head-on, finding ways to manage those fiery feelings before they engulf everything in their path. We live in a world that often pushes our buttons, right? Between social media overload, deadlines, traffic jams, you name it, there are a million things vying for our attention and pushing us to the edge. But here's the thing. Learning to navigate those emotional storms is crucial. Not just for our own well-being, but for our relationships, our careers, our entire lives. Think about it. How many times have you said or done something in a moment of anger that you later regretted? So let's dive into five key strategies to help us tame the beast and become masters of our emotional world. First up, mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, "Awareness is power"? It's so true. When we learn to tune in to our body, our thoughts, and our emotions as they arise, we gain valuable insight into what triggers our anger. It's like having an early warning system, allowing us to take a step back before things escalate. Next up, communication. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it feels easier to just explode than to talk things through. But trust me, clear and honest communication is key. When we express our feelings calmly and respectfully, we can often diffuse a situation before it becomes a full-blown argument. Third on our list, problem solving. Anger often stems from feeling stuck or powerless. So when you find yourself getting irritated, try to shift your focus towards finding solutions. Ask yourself, what can I do to change this situation? Even small steps in the right direction can make a world of difference and help alleviate that sense of frustration. Number 4. Self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about actively prioritizing your well-being. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. When we take care of ourselves physically and mentally, we're better equipped to handle stress and manage our emotions effectively. And finally, number 5, seeking support. You know what they say, it takes a village. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need help navigating difficult emotions. Talking things through with someone you trust can provide invaluable perspective and support. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic. The car behind you is honking incessantly. Your phone rings with bad news. And to top it all off, you spilled coffee on yourself. Sounds like a recipe for disaster, right? But instead of letting that anger boil over, you take a deep breath, remember your mindfulness practice, and decide to turn up the music and enjoy the moment, or at least try to. You pull out your phone and send a quick text to a friend, sharing the frustrating situation, just venting it out without blaming anyone. You then focus on finding solutions. Maybe there's an alternative route you can take, or you could call the office and let them know you'll be running late. And finally, you treat yourself to a delicious latte once you reach your destination, reminding yourself that you're capable of handling whatever life throws your way. That, my friends, is the power of managing anger effectively. It's about taking control of our emotions instead of letting them control us. So remember these key takeaways. Cultivate mindfulness. Practice clear communication. Focus on problem solving. Prioritize self-care. And don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. Anger doesn't have to be your enemy. It can be a powerful force for growth and change. Now go out there and conquer those emotions. And as always, keep decluttering that dopamine, one episode at a time. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.